Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, everybody. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just repent for any sins that I've done against you, Father. Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you would wash, cleanse, and purge me of all unrighteousness. Father God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you would create in me a clean heart, Father, renew in me a right mind, a right spirit, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you would allow this prayer to be all of you, Father, and none of me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just submit myself totally to your will, to your way tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, you said there's some stripping that's taking place, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, Father, for the things that you're bringing into alignment, Father. Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, even for taking this ministry, this prayer line, into a new direction, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for setting order, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we just thank you tonight, Father. We thank you, Father, for every replacement that you're making, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Father, for those, Father, that have decided to walk in the light, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we rebuke everything tonight, Father, that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, Lord God, that you touch the souls of those that are unsaved, Father. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you would save their souls, Father. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you would draw them by your spirit, Father, draw them to your will, to your way tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just pray tonight, Father, Lord God, those that are broken, Father, I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you would mend the pieces, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you would touch those, Father, that are hurting, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for those that are bound by addiction, Father. Lord God, those that are bound in prostitution tonight, Father. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, Lord God, that you destroy everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, Lord God, that you live and dwell inside of us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, Lord God, that you give us wisdom. Give us the wisdom, Father, to win souls, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come against selfishness tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we rebuke manipulation, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we destroy everything that's not like you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just pray tonight, Father. Lord God, that you hear the cries of those that are hurting tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you would answer their cries tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, those that are seeking change tonight, Father. Lord God, I'm asking you, Father, that you would bring forth the change, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father. We thank you for being our peace tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, for being our mind regulator, Father. God, we thank you for being our heart fixers tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you for being our all and our everything tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father. Lord God, we praise your name, Father. We worship your name tonight, Father. Lord God, we honor you tonight, Father. Lord God, we just thank you tonight, Father. Lord God, we worship you. We worship your name tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, help us to hear and to see clear, Father, in the realm of the Spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you would help us to seek you even more, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, Lord God, that you close our ears tonight, Father, to every voice that's not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you would remove every distraction, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, Lord God, that you would lead us and guide us tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, our desires for more of you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bind up every plan of the enemy tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father. We thank you for a touch tonight, Father, from you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we worship your name tonight, Father. We bless your name tonight, Father. We glorify you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for divine order tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Father, for establishment tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Father, that it's your will, Father, not our will tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I rebuke every spirit of stress, every spirit of depression tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I come against schizophrenia tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come against schizoaffectiveness tonight, Father. Everything that's not like you tonight, Father, we destroy, we dismantle tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we rebuke low self-esteem tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, Lord God, that you live inside of us tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we praise your name, Father. We worship your name tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, our desire tonight, Father, is for more of you, Father, less of ourselves tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you would empty us of everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we rebuke stagnation tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind up every plan of the enemy tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father. God, I thank you for penetrating hearts, Father, penetrating minds tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you tonight, Father. Lord God, that we will receive, Father, what it is that you are saying to us tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, Lord God, those gifts that are dormant, Father, I'm asking you to stir those gifts tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you tonight, Father. Harababasi, Robo Koyalabo Shata, Robo Koyalabo Sata, Rababasi Koyalabo Shata. Lord God, I thank you for vindication tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we rebuke every spirit of pride tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come against everything tonight, Father, that's not of you, Father. Lord God, every demonic manifestation, Father, Lord God, we rebuke the hands of the enemy tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, touch those that are weary tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, those that feel hopeless tonight, Father, lift them up tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray tonight, Father, Lord God, that we will not just serve you with our lips, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, but I pray tonight, Father, Lord God, that we will serve you with our whole hearts tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, God, that you would kill the sin in our flesh tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, those longings, those yearnings tonight, Father, those things that are not of you tonight, Father, those hidden agendas tonight, Father, Father, I rebuke this in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you bring things into alignment, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we rebuke every spirit of manipulation, Father, every spirit of greed tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bind up every plan of the enemy tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we rebuke witchcraft tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we sever every ungodly soul tie tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I rebuke every lie tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray tonight, Father, Lord God, that you uncover everything that's not like you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come against injustice tonight, Father, racism tonight, Father. We bind up the plans of the enemy tonight, Father, every spirit of murder tonight, Father. We rebuke the hands of the enemy tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, every lustful desire tonight, Father, every spirit of adultery tonight, Father, we rebuke it now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we destroy, dismantle everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, Lord God, that you have your way, Father. God, have your way in each one of us tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you draw us closer to you, Father, closer to your will, to your way tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, Lord God, that you give us strength, give us wisdom, increase our discernment tonight, Father, increase our knowledge tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, touch those that are discouraged tonight, Father, encourage their hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you lift them up even now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father. God, we thank you that we can come to you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, asking anything according to your will, Father, and it shall be done unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, done unto us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father. God, those that are sick, Father, I'm asking you to touch their bodies tonight, Father. Touch their minds in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father. Lord God, that you lead and guide us tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, our desire tonight, Father, is to be more like you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we need more of you tonight, Father. Less of ourselves tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I pray tonight, Father, that you touch those, Father, that feel like they're drowning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just come against all confusion tonight, Father. Lord God, you're not the author of confusion, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray tonight, Father. Lord God, that you heal, set free tonight, Father. Deliver in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you tonight, Father. God, that we will accept full responsibility, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, no longer, Father, will we make excuses, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm praying tonight, Father, for change tonight, Father. I'm praying for maturity tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we rebuke everything tonight, Father, that's not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray tonight, Father, that you move us out of this place, Father. God, some of us has been in this place too long, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm praying for spiritual growth, Father, in the name of Jesus. I speak death tonight, Father, to every excuse in the name of Jesus. Harababashi, robokoyarabosata. And God, there's some, Father, some of us, Father, that continue to stumble over the same thing, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, I rebuke this tonight, Father. Lord God, I rebuke every spirit of rebellion tonight, Father. Every spirit of disobedience tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the hands of the enemy tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I pray tonight, Father, God, that those that have been captive, Father, God, I pray for freedom in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray tonight, Father, that you move by your power tonight, Father. Move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father. Lord God, that you shake us tonight, Father. Shake us again in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we're praying for revival tonight, Father. We're praying for change in the name of Jesus. Rababashi koyanabo shata. Robo koyanabo shata nabo si. Rababasi koyanabo shata. Rababasi koyanabo shata. Rababasi koyanabo shata. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father. Lord God, that you stir up the dreams, Father. Stir up the visions tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come against false entertainment tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, those things that are being entertained, Father, that are not of you tonight, Father, we destroy and dismantle them tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray tonight, Father, for restoration in our hearts, Father, restoration in our minds tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I come against the yoke of bondage, Father. Lord God, we will not be entangled with the yoke of bondage tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you tonight, Father. Lord God, that we will be led by the Spirit, Father, not by the flesh tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come against everything tonight, Father, that's not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we disconnect tonight, Father, everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bind up the plans of the enemy tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, God, that you move by your power tonight, Father. Move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you tonight, Father. God, there's some things, Father, that are being overturned tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you tonight, Father, for great restoration, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for leading us and guiding us tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bind up everything tonight, Father, that's not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for what you're doing tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I repent tonight, Father. Lord God, for anything, Father, that I have done, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I repent, Father, for walking in fear tonight, Father. I repent in the name of Jesus. Lord God, my desire tonight, Father, is to serve you and only you tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, I acknowledge you tonight, Father, as King of Kings tonight, Father. Lord of Lords, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you tonight, Father. Lord God, I rebuke the spirit to compromise tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we will not compromise, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bind up everything tonight, Father, that's not of you, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father. We give you praise, Father. We give you worship tonight, Father. We give you honor tonight, Father. Lord God, I lift you up tonight, Father. I glorify you tonight, Father. Yes, God. Ha rababasi. Robo ko yadarabo shata. Rababasi ko yadarabo sata. Robo ko yadarabo sata. Lord God, I thank you tonight. Praise you and I honor you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I stopped praying because there are some things that God has put on my heart to address. And when I was praying, he said it's time. The first thing that I want to address with some of you guys, and I'm not saying if this don't apply to you, don't worry about it, but there are some of you that are calling in and you're asking me to pray for certain things, and you're asking me to pray against people in a nice way, and I cannot do that, and I'm not going to do that. So I'm asking you, do not ask me to do that anymore, because that's witchcraft, and that's manipulation. And the second thing that I want to address, God has been dealing with me about, you know, you guys giving and stuff. There's a lot of you that's on the line that, and it's probably because I don't continue to say it, and I'm not going to manipulate you to do it, but God has put it on your heart to do it, that a lot of you should give to this ministry, and you're not giving. You're walking in disobedience, and you continue to call week after week asking me to pray pertaining to your finances and certain things, but you're being disobedient. You can't. It's just like going to a restaurant. You can't go to Ruth and Chris and eat there and then go and pay Red Lobster. No, you're not paying somebody to minister to you, but still, if wherever you eat from, you should give to that ministry, because I do it myself. I pay tithes and I give. And also, there are some of you that have been gossiping and saying certain things. The information that you are giving is wrong. Some of you were on my Facebook page and you're telling people certain things that are not true. You're misreading certain messages. You might need to read it more than once if you misunderstand it, because there are some people that are stating that I have gotten online and asked for money. I have never done that. And there are also people that come and ask me to pray for them. And then when I tell you what I am hearing God say, you come back to, you're not doing it, and you want me to continue to pray when your brother, your sister, your aunt, or whoever have given you instructions, and you can't be double-minded. You know what I'm saying? You can't continue to have me to pray for you for the same thing when you won't listen to the instructions that I am giving you. I can only give you what God has given me. And there's some other things that I will not address tonight, but those are some of the things that has been on my heart and some things that I have been very uncomfortable with, because there are certain things that I feel very uncomfortable with asking and certain things that I feel uncomfortable with because I don't want people to misunderstand what I'm saying. And I noticed that a lot of people have done it, and I'm going to get in trouble with God if I don't do what I'm supposed to do. But there's a lot of you that have been walking in disobedience, and a lot of you that have a lot of advice to give to me and what I should do and how I should do this particular ministry when it comes to things. But as far as your support, it's not a lot of you guys that are supporting this particular ministry. It's only three people that's really supporting this ministry regardless of what they go through in their life. They're still being supportive to this ministry. There are some people that when certain situations in your life is going really bad, you come back to the ministry, and I give you instructions before you get into these horrible situations and you disobedient, and then you come back And I'm just telling you, you need to walk in obedience. And it's not just you. That's for me as well. It's not like God is going to say, okay, Nichelle has a get-out-of-jail-free card that I can do whatever. The same things that I say to you, those are the same rules that I have to follow as well. I get the same instructions from God. I can't walk in disobedience. And then another thing is this. I feel it's a privilege for me to be able to pray for each and every one of you. And I just want everybody to know, regardless of what you do, I'm going to do what God has called me to do. I'm not going to act funny. I'm not going to manipulate. I'm not going to do any of that stuff. I'm going to do what God has called me to do, regardless of what you do. Regardless of what you do. And I just want you to keep in mind. But I know for sure this is not the first time God has said this to me. It's been several times, and there are several of you that are being disobedient. There are some of you that are telling lies, and this information that you guys are giving other people is not true. And a lot of you need to repent if you have done it. If it was me, I would do the same thing. You don't read information and take this information, and then it's not true, and then you don't repent for it. You think it's okay, but it's not. You cannot do this stuff. And please, I'm begging you, do not call and ask me to pray against anybody, because I'm not a witch. You know what I'm saying? I will not do that. And do not give me anything, no money, no nothing, if you are wanting me to be available at your beck and call. There are people that have once or twice sold into this ministry, and they expect for me to be available to answer them. I'm not your genie in the bottle. You get what I'm saying? I'm trying to be available, and I'm not called to one person. I'm called to the nations. And so I'm going to do my best to be available for people, but I cannot be available for everybody 24/7 every time you want me to be. And do not contact me with any lies, because that's what a lot of people do. They'll contact me and say certain things, and you're not honoring the things that you have said. And there's several people that have done that, and I do not need that. I just want you to be honest. I want you to walk in integrity the same way that I try to. And if there's any error or anything that I have done or anything that I have offended, you know, somebody with, please let me know. You know, don't. And if it's something that I have spoken tonight, I ask that you guys, you know, address it with me, not go and gossip about it and get the information twisted. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty much a straightforward person. So if there's something that I spoke tonight that you misunderstood, please ask me. And then also, there are some of you that will come to me and ask me to pray for you. And I pray for you, and I give you instructions. And then you go back, and you get with somebody else, and then you tell me what this person has told you to do, and then you come back to me. You continue to come back to me over and over again and ask me to pray for this same thing, because it's causing confusion. And you got to know that God is not the author of confusion. And somebody that's not doing this type of ministry can't give you, they can try, but they can't give you advice on a place that they have not been, or a place that they're not called to. Everybody's not called to the same ministry. You know, the only thing I can do is the ministry that God has called me to do. And also, you got to understand that God is not bipolar, and he's not schizophrenic. He's not going to change from day to day. He don't do that. You know what I'm saying? If he said something, it stands. It stands. And I hope you guys are not misunderstanding what I'm saying, but there's some people that have been coming to me, and they come into agreement with things that I have said to them or things that we have discussed in privacy as far as counseling, and then you come back to me and say, well, this pastor said this, my brother said this, my sister said this. You can't be like that, up and down, and I feel like this, and I'm not saying to people, you know, whoever you feel led to talk to and confide in ministry, that's between you and God. I can't stop that, but try to make sure that you try the Spirit by the Spirit and make sure that it's of God, because everybody that says certain things to you, it's not of God. You know, so just even with myself, if I say something to you and it's not, it don't sound right to you, you take that stuff and you pray over it and take it to God, because a lot of you are beginning to hear and entertain voices because you have so many people, so many different people that are speaking into your spirit, and it causes confusion. And the reason I know this for sure, because years ago I was in that same place. I was excited because different people was telling me certain things and it sound good. And I feel like if you're not in a mature place, because there's some people that I have ministered to outside of the line, and some of us are more mature than others. Some of us can't handle different people telling us we're not in that place of maturity. And, yes, it takes growth, but if you're not at that place, my advice to you is to not be going from place to place. And then, like, you can't listen to people that they say something with their mouth, but their lifestyle is not in alignment. If they're not living what they're talking about, everybody that say they are of God is not. You know what I'm saying? You have wolves in sheep clothing. So you got to be careful of who you're entertaining, who you are allowing to speak into your life, into your spirit. And then there's sometimes that this stuff causes confusion. It really does, because I've been in a place where I was confused and I felt like I didn't even want to have anything to do with God, but it's not God. And then a lot of times when certain things happen, we have a tendency to blame God, but it's not God. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's this stuff that we are entertaining, even with, like, people that are being tormented. Every person is being tormented by a tormenting spirit or something. It's not because you're watching crazy stuff on TV, but my advice to you, be careful what you allow in your eye gates and your ear gates. And those that deal with stuff like lust and fornication, most of you guys know there are certain things that I have shared with you that I have dealt with in the past. You know, you can't, if God has delivered you from something, you got to stay away from it. You know, it's vital that you do that. You know, you can't keep saying, okay, I struggle. I'm struggling with this particular situation. I'm struggling with lust. And all of the people that you used to hang with, they operate in that particular spirit, or they're partying and stuff like that. You can't keep, you know, what does light and darkness have nothing in common? You know what I'm saying? Evil communication corrupts good manner. You can pray all day, but that's just a fact. And some of you guys, it's certain things that you can do. Yes, some things you can change by prayer and stuff, but there's also some things that you need to use wisdom. You have to use wisdom. Stop making excuses and use wisdom. If you wrestle with fornication, you wrestle with homosexuality, you can't be hanging around with a lot of people that operate in that deal with the spirit, even with lust and different things. If you deal with greed, manipulation, you don't hang around with those type of people. And then a lot of times we like, okay, this person did such and such to me because of this. No, you should not. When you're free, you can't keep going back into that yoke of bondage. And then you want to keep having somebody to pray for you over the same things. You know, so just use wisdom and just pray. And a lot of things you will learn not through a prophet, not through an apostle, a pastor, or a teacher, or an evangelist. And I'm not saying these people are not vital, because they're vital. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says, how can you hear without a preacher? But still and yet, a lot of these things you will learn in prayer. Pray. Man should always pray. Pray without ceasing. We always should pray, not just sometimes. Or don't run to God when things, and this is one of the things that I've noticed, and I've been guilty of this in the past myself. We run to God when we have problems. Don't use God. You go to him every day. Seek him without ceasing. Continue to pray. The Bible says man should always pray, not just pray when your bills, you can't pay your bills, or, you know, somebody is have offended you, or somebody is making you angry and certain things. Just pray daily. Pray. And I'm not saying that I, you know, have like this issue with praying, because I love this. I love doing it, and I can't sit here and say that there are not times that I don't have my own situations and own circumstances that's going on in my life, but God has given me a gift to do this, and I enjoy it. But I still want you guys to get everything that you need from God, because you can't buy a miracle from me. You can't buy a miracle from another prophet. You can't. That comes from God. And just know that he needs to be your number one source, not your mate, not your children, not your job. It has to always be God. Put him first in everything you do. And just understand that there are certain situations and circumstances that's going to happen in your life. We cannot duck and dodge them, because it just happens. Life happens to every person. You know, there's so many things that I have went through in my life, and I promise you, my family, no boyfriend, no nobody kept me together but God. You know, it's good to have friends and people that you can talk to and pray with. And so, but ultimately, let God be your number one source, because, listen, I can let you down. That's one of the things that I tell my 12-year-old son, and I will never repent for that. Put all of your trust in God. No, I'm not telling him not to trust in his mother, but trust in the Lord. The Bible don't say trust in your husband, trust in your boyfriend. It says trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. You know what I'm saying? So we have to learn to do this and just continue to walk upright with the things of God. And I know some people may be uncomfortable, but those people that are uncomfortable and those people that are offended by certain things that I'm saying, the reason you're uncomfortable and offended, because this applies to you. And if it hit anything inside of you, just apply it. That's all that I'm asking you to do. And this stuff is said to you in love, even with the things, and I'm not going to take it back, even with the things that I said pertaining to giving. A lot of you guys have really taken advantage of this ministry. A lot of you have, because I don't get online and I don't manipulate and I don't say all of these sayings. I heard God say, give $200, because I've never heard him say that. But I've heard God say more than once that he has told people to give and they have not done it. And you guys have been disobedient. A lot of people get online and they ask for prayer, they ask for this, they ask for that, but they will not even sow $2, $2 a year. Some of you have not even sowed $1. And yes, some people are not going to like it, but that's okay. It's the truth. And I'm not telling you to do something that I don't do myself. I pay my tithes, I sow, I give. I even have given to people that's on this line right now. So I'm just asking you, just because I don't drill it and knock you on the head with it, do what's right. That's all I'm saying to you. You just go to God and you just do what's right, because I'm still going to do what I have to do. But that's what God has given me to say, and that's what I released that to you guys. So if anybody online would like me to pray for them, press 1, and I'll pray for you. Some people hung up because they got mad, but the truth is the truth. Okay? All right? 860, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like prayer for myself.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for your daughter tonight, Father. Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you would touch her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just rebuke any stress right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you would heal her heart, Father. Heal her heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm just asking you tonight, Father, Lord God, that you move everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, even disappointments, Father, Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you move in these things, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you. I don't know why, but I see your eyes wide open. God, I just thank you, Father, for opening her eyes to some things, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for causing her to walk in a new strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father. I thank you tonight, Father, for moving by your power, Father, moving by your spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you would touch her body in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you would destroy everything in her body that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, for total balance in her system, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father. We thank you, Father, for comforting her heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for bringing her into newness, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for those things, Father, that you're going to replace in her life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, that there will be nothing missing in her life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for meeting every need, Father, that she has, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, God, for removing any shame, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, for doing it in her life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Father. I praise your name, Father. I worship your name tonight, Father. Lord God, I glorify you tonight, Father. I honor you, Father. I honor you tonight, Father. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for lifting her up, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for drawing her into a deeper, bringing her into a deeper place, Father, in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Father. Thank you tonight, Father.
Thank you, God.
For newness, Father. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, and I praise your name, Father. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you would even touch her family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you move in their lives, Father, move in their hearts, move in their minds, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bind up everything tonight, Father, that's not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, that nothing will be a distraction. I don't know why, but see, sometimes your family, I don't know if it's several, but I know family, I hear family. Sometimes it can be a distraction to you. Father God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you move in this tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, Lord God, that you would continue to order her steps, Father. Lord God, we just thank you tonight, Father. We honor you, and we praise you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Okay. 815, you're on the air.
Hey, sis, how are you?
I'm fine.
Hello?
How are you?
All I have to say to that is amen. You hear me? I said all I have to say to that is amen.
Praise God.
Would you
praise
put
God. What did I say earlier?
Yes, what you said earlier. I'm just saying amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
I
wrestled with it, but I had to be obedient to God because God is going to hold me accountable for certain things. And, I mean, like, I would rather people to be mad with me on this side than have to deal with God on the other side. So, It's just what it is. Some people's not gonna get mad, but it's all right. Life goes on, you know.
Right.
Yeah. You wanted me to pray for you.
Please, sis.
Okay. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for your daughter tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you move in her life. In the name of Jesus. And I don't know why. I don't know the situation, but I just see the word turnaround. God, I just thank you, Father, for the things that you're turning around in her life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for causing her to fly high, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, in the name. And this might sound a little weird to you, but I see you, like, flying. But I see, like, these things on your around your ankles that's trying to hold you back from whatever this thing is that God wants to do in your life. But, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we destroy, we dismantle everything, Father, that will try to hinder what you're doing in her life, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we destroy every chain, we break every yoke tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for causing her to fly, to soar high, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, even as she soar, Father, I thank you, Father, that she will cut things up, Father, tear things down that's not like you, Father. God, I thank you, Father, for her demolishing the plans of the enemy, Father, in the realm of the spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we come against every insecurity tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, that she is who you said that she will be, Father, and who she is, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I pray tonight for her, Father, total acceptance, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you would release a new strength into her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I thank you, Father, that you're even causing her, Father, to fly high above every circumstance, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, as she draw and come closer into you, Father. God, I thank you that these things will be destroyed, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Father, that she's embarking on something new, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, Father, for something greater, a greater plan tonight, Father. God, I thank you for greater victory, greater anointing tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, Lord God, that you give her the strength, Father, to accomplish every goal, Father, every goal that you have called for her to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you even touch her family, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you move in their lives, Father. Touch their bodies tonight, Father. Touch their minds tonight, Father. God, I'm asking you, Father, that you slaughter everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, for moving by your power, Father, moving by your spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I thank you tonight, Father. Thank you, Father, for renewed strength tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I thank you tonight, Father. Lord God, that nothing matters, Father, but you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I thank you, Father, for more of your presence, Father, more of your presence in her life, Father. Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father. Lord God, I just thank you for causing, Father, your light, Father, to shine upon her, Father. Lord God, I just thank you. I honor and I praise you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, my dear.
Amen. You're welcome. God bless you. All right. So you're on the air. Uh-oh, sorry about that.
Yeah,
so, Bob, Sue, you're on the air.
Yeah, go ahead and pray for me and the children and the grandchildren and the brother.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for your daughter tonight, Father. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for touching her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you would move in the lives of her children, Father, move in the lives of her grandchildren, Father. God, I'm asking you that you would even touch her brother, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you would remove any remove any heaviness, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we rebuke any confusion tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you would destroy, dismantle everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, Lord God, that you draw her children to you, Father. Draw her grandchildren to you, Father. Draw her family to you, Father. Draw them to your will, to your way tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bind up the hands of the enemy tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we rebuke everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come against any strife, any unforgiveness tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you bring healing, bring deliverance, Father, throughout this family, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I hear a new plan. God, I thank you, Father, for the new plan, Father, that you're bringing about, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for her hiding herself, Father, in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, you said, Father, even those times of discouragement, Father, God, that you have been there, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I thank you, Father, that you have caught every tear, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for walking her in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for just lifting her up, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for pouring into her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father. We honor and we bless you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Okay. All right. Oh, sorry about that. I apologize for that. 727, you're on the air.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
727, can you hear me? Uh-oh. Uh-oh, sorry about that, honey. I had cut you off. How are you?
I'm doing all right, and you?
I'm doing well. I cut you off. You probably was trying to talk to me, but I had cut you off. I apologize for that.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about that. I'm calling to pray for myself.
Okay.
And so, pretty much.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just pray tonight, Father. Lord God, that you move in his life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, Harababashe koyadarabosa tararabosi, Rababashe koyadarabosa tararabosi, Rababasi koyadarabosa tararabosi, Rababashe koyananamosa tananamosi, Rababasi koyananamosa. You okay tonight?
Who, me? No, I'm just going. I'm not really okay, but I'll be okay.
Okay. I don't know why, but the reason that when I was praying the spirit, I heard it hurt. So let me just pray about that, okay? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just lift up your son tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, whatever the situation is, Father, Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you move in this thing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you destroy, dismantle everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, Lord God, that you move for him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you open doors that no man can shut, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you guide and lead him tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, Lord God, that you tear down everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you remove any stress, any frustration, Rabbi Basse Koyada Rabo Sata, Robo Koyada Rabo Shata Rabo Si, Rabbi Basse Koyada Rabo Shata Rabo Si, Rabbi Basse Koyada Rabo Shata, Rabbi Basse Koyada Rabo Sata. Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you destroy everything, Father, that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you dismantle every plan of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we rebuke everything tonight, Father, that's not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we come against every spirit of heaviness. I just feel this. I don't know what it is. It don't feel right. Listen, tell me how to pray for you, because I don't know. I just don't. Something is wrong. You don't have to tell me what the situation is, but are you heavy or something?
I'm just thinking a lot, a whole lot. Asking a whole lot of questions and feeling worthless.
Are you burnt down with this stuff?
Yes, pretty much.
You did what now?
I'm kind of, okay, it's okay. Kind of bogging me down, pretty much.
Okay. Because I just feel this, you know, release it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's worry. And I know you're probably like, Nichelle, this is easy to say because you're not in this situation. No, I'm not. But I've been in situations where I felt like they were impossible. And sometimes we be in situations where we feel used, we feel abused, we feel like we can't come out. It seems like it's impossible. But just give it to God, because this thing, you know, stress is not really good for you. And this thing that I feel, it feels really bad. It's kind of like, it's like taking my breath and stuff. And it's not you, because, you know, normally you'd be like, yes, and all this other stuff. So, you know, just let it go. And if it's too hard for you to let go, ask God to give you strength to let go. Because trust me, and I'm not just saying this, I've been in this place where there's certain things, it just, you know, caused me to be sleepless. I'm just having all these different issues and stuff. And it's like, God, I'm like, God, please help me take this thing. It cause you can't sleep. It's just, you know, some people can't eat. Some people eat too much. It just, you know, varies from person to person. But just let it go. You know what I'm saying? And just ask God to take this situation and don't pick it up anymore. And, God, I rebuke the hands of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we come against any entanglements, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just come against every dagger right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we return everything to the enemy that has been sent to him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, your words say, put on a garment of praise, Father, for the spirit of heaviness. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for a garment of praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you would even touch his body in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you would destroy, dismantle everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, God, that you touch him in places, Father, no other person can, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, Lord God, that you would just lift him up tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, Lord God, that he will know, Father, that there's nothing, absolutely nothing, Father, that's too hard for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the work that you have started in him, Father. God, I thank you for bringing it to completion, Father. Lord God, we thank you, and we honor you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Michelle. May God bless you. And thank you for the wonderful word earlier.
Oh, God bless you too, okay? You're welcome.
All right.
Right.
Good night.
Okay, guys, is there anybody else online that want prayer? Is there anybody else that would like prayer that's on the line before I close out? Okay, hold on a minute. Okay, let me, all right. I got one other person to pray for. You guys stay on. I want to close out in prayer, okay? All right. 678, you're on the air.
Hey, Sister Michelle, I thank God for you. I thank God for your courage, you know, because, you know, we all in this walk for the Lord, and we all love the Lord. But, you know, for those that he loves, he wants us to continue to chasing each other. And when he loves us, he wants us to be corrected. And I just pray that, you know, I mean, I thank you for being bold. I know it took a lot of courage for you to share what you shared. And I receive everything you have for me. And I just pray that for everyone on the call that we just, you know, we continue to want to grow and develop into new levels in God and not be offended. Because every time we get offended by anything, that they call it off-ended. You're off-ended. And sometimes you get off course because of one little minor offense that was really to help to correct and take you to another level. It may take years to get back on the right path. So I just pray, you know, that, you know, for like I said, what you said tonight, I pray that it take root and it grow where it's supposed to grow for the health and the betterment of everybody, for myself and for your ministry, for you and for all of us that receive it. And I just pray that we're all able to receive it in love, because I felt the love from it. I felt your compassion. I felt that it was hard for you to say it. I just thank God for you being courageous and bold to say what he tell you to say, because, you know, me trying to live this life as a Christian, I find it hard sometimes to say the things he tell me to say. And I just commend you for it. And I thank God for your strength. And I just continue to ask that God continue to send prayer and blessings over you and your husband, I mean, your household. Well, that may be so, but
go
your household.
Speaking at husband, I received a husband part. Go
know,
back.
Came right. You see how I stopped by the shock. I mean, you said your husband. All right, now, wow, that came through me.
I should have threw my hands and my legs up in the air. But I received
Amen.
That. Though.
Amen.
I received that.
Amen. Yep. Amen. But God is good. But I'm through with that. But I just actually just continue to pray for my strength too in the Lord also. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I love you. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay, love you too. Listen, and I just want to say something to you guys. You know, sometimes I get, and the reason I'm so uncomfortable with the money thing, because I've been used so much and so many times in ministry, so that's why I'm uncomfortable with certain things when it comes to the money issue. And I feel like, you know, and it's sometimes God has to whip me. So that's why, I don't know if you guys heard me, but I repented. And sometimes we miss God in being disobedient, you know, and it's like sometimes we, you know, I've been in ministries where if I couldn't give $400 and $500, it felt like it was nothing. But trust me, I'm not like that. You know what I'm saying? If it's a dollar, if it's $2, it shows like, okay, Nichelle, because listen, this program, I do pay for this program. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. Sometimes I struggle to even pay for that. But I do it, and I'm committed to it. And the reason I'm committed to it is because God called me to do it. And I don't want you guys thinking that I don't like praying for you. I don't care if you ask me to pray every time. I don't care anything about that, because there's been times that I have asked for prayer more than once. And sometimes, you know, people act like I get on their nerve, but that's okay. And I want to be, I want this to be a place that you can feel free, even talking to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some things, and I'm not going to sit here in front like I have the answer for everything, because I don't. You know what I'm saying? There's stuff that I don't know. There's things that I'm learning. I'm continuing to learn. You know what I'm saying? We're in the process, and that's one of the things. That's why I always, until the day I die, regardless of where God take me to, I always want to lead people to Christ, not to Nichelle, because it's not about me. And I want you to understand that I can fail. I'm not speaking failure over my life, but I want people to know that I can fail, but God can never fail you. And I remember somebody saying this to me, you know, you shouldn't tell your son that. But I want Joshua Noel to know that his life is in God's hand. Yes, I'm his mother, and I love him, but I don't own him. I'm just a steward over him. He belongs to Christ. You know what I'm saying? And it's his duty to serve God. And it's my duty as his mother to lead him to Christ, not myself. And that's I feel like today, if something was to happen to me, I feel like I have given him a golden nugget, and that nugget is Christ. You know what I'm saying? When everything else fails, hold on to God, and he will never fail you. And that's one of the things that I want to teach everybody else too. Yes, I'll pray with you. I'll do certain things. If I got it, I'll give it to you. But ultimately, listen, put your trust in God, because he will never fail you. Your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your husband, all of those, they're humans. They are human beings. Yes, we're striving to do what's right and do things that are pleasing to God, but we miss it sometimes. That's why I want people to think like, okay, Nichelle can never miss it. That's a lie. I miss it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If I didn't miss it, I wouldn't have to keep going back to God. Trust me, I pray. I continue to pray. God, take it out of me. Strip me. Because there are some times that I don't feel like being nice. I just want to knock somebody's head off. I'm telling you. Right. But I'm like, God, please help me. This is not of me. Sometimes you really want to just choke slap somebody. Yeah. I'm being real with you guys. I'm not trying to be fake, phony, because it's you just want to just be like, bam, 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 slap him. But I'm like, God, please take that out of me. Strip me of that. Empty me of this stuff that's not of you. I have grown, but God knows I have so much more to grow. See, that's the era that people look at people that are ministry people. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, sometimes you think these people make mistakes, but they make mistakes. They're not perfect. They're just not telling you. They're trying to make you think that your mistake is so huge, and they don't make mistakes. They're liars. We all sin and come short of the glory of God. If I didn't sin, I wouldn't have to pray, because there's no need for me to pray, you know what I'm saying, to a perfect God. If I'm a perfect person, I'm an imperfect person praying to a perfect God so I can be a better person.
Amen.
Cynthia, don't write that down and try to steal my stuff, okay? Please don't
I'm not going to write it down. I'm not going to write it down. But you know what? I just love it. I thank God for you. I love it. I'm just sitting here just listen. I'm just sucking it all in. I ain't thought about nothing else. But I just know one thing, too, that as you talking, that we all need each other. We can't do this by ourselves. you know, and like you said, we're watching you grow and you and walking your thing. But we all have to continue to come together and for the strengthening. And I come on this call, and I just sometimes just want to come here and want to pray. So come on, I mean, whatever the Lord wants me to do when I come here, I just know I got to be around other people, other believers that believe the way I believe. And I can't, I don't want to be offended or hurt and walk away from this. I want to make sure I'm in the place I'm supposed to be in God, because I know, like you said, we have it's gonna take, and it's hard being a Christian and living for God for real. It takes, it's a hard walk. It's going to put us in uncomfortable places,
right,
and places we have to be challenged. We have to be challenged. We should want to be challenged to do good and do better, to live and to have eternal life with Him. Because if we continue to stay where we are, I mean, what's the purpose? I mean, what purpose is there for year after year if you're the same place last year you were the next year? So, you know, like I said, I'm constantly trying to strive and stress, but I don't know where I would be without your ministry. And I just thank God for you being that vessel to speak the truth and to share. And your transparency is setting people free. And by you speaking, sometimes people be afraid to share what's going on in their lives, but you helping people be free and helping keeping you free. And so that's our freedom is in our truth. And I just thank God, you know, like I said, you're being transparent, because you're right. We are human. We always have these things. Leaders are not better than a human being. They're still human. And that's what you just said. And I thank you for
right.
being, because people people want to put people on a pedestal and have these high standards for people, and we should.
No. And that's, you know, like some people just really get it messed up. And even with the stuff that I said, you know, I don't think people really got it. I'm mm-hmm. telling you that I have been walking mm-hmm. in disobedience and walking in fear. And I, you know, a lot of people, you know, there's some people, it's still a lot of people still up here, but some of the people hung mm-hmm. up. I mean, I don't really care about that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because people get mad.
No.
They'll come back if it's meant for them or whatever. But if not, but I'm telling you
yeah.
that I am the one that was in error too, you know what I'm saying? Because I messed
yeah.
up. Because listen, it's not just because you didn't do what you're supposed to do. I'm saying to you, I didn't do what I'm supposed mm-hmm. to do. And some of the people that it applies to, like myself, we are still here.
Yeah.
And there's sometimes
yeah.
like we forget that God chasing the ones that He loves. It makes us uncomfortable.
Does.
But I'm telling you, sometimes it takes us to be uncomfortable for us to grow. That's one thing, just like,
amen.
For instance, if you think about it in this, when you're having a baby, you know what I'm saying? I remember when I was pregnant with Joshua, I became so uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? My body was stretching and certain things was being stretched to be able to carry what I had on the inside of me. And see, some people don't understand it. Sometimes you become uncomfortable, but think about what's inside of you. Sometimes you have to experience those things in order to birth out what's inside of you. There's a lot of things that have been said to me that I did not like it. But I'm telling
mm-hmm.
you, it helped me to grow.
Yeah.
I've been through experience. I'm like, God, why would I go through this? I don't want to go through this. This is uncomfortable. I just came out of this situation. But I'm telling you, it all, and that's Bible. It said it all works
yes,
together for the good. Not some of it, but it says all of it. And so we have to realize that sometimes the enemy will use us, you know what I'm saying, to walk away from our blessing. But don't walk away from your blessing, even though in that place where you're uncomfortable, in the place where you're stretching, being stretched, and things are growing, you can't see the baby, but the baby is inside of you. It's growing. It's being processed. The limbs are growing. And then, it's the body. We all need each other. We all need to be corrected. We all need to be set right sometimes. It's okay, but it all works together. You know what I'm saying? And listen, we're all in a process. And I don't want people, that's why I don't get on this thing and say, I've been almost head cut off for not calling somebody prophet or bishop or evangelist and all of this. And that's one of my other things. Listen, that stuff don't destroy no yokes. You know what I'm saying? You got people that are calling themselves prophets, pastors, evangelists, and all this other stuff. They haven't even been called by God. I don't care who lay hands on you and commission you into something. You could be commissioned into the president of the United States, but if God didn't call you, it don't matter, because only what you do for Christ, that's what lasts. Some people get it so messed up. Oh, well, I go to, you know, Rod Parsley's church. I know where I need to bind them and all of this other stuff. But listen, that don't matter. It's in
mm-hmm.
Christ. We don't forget that. You know what I'm saying? And
amen,
when God talks
right.
to me, He's not saying, oh, prophetess, wake up, prophetess. No, He's saying, Nichelle. He say, daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it that way. I always want to remain relatable. You know what I'm saying? We
mm-hmm.
in this thing together. You know, I can't. Amen. We can't be Amen. Together if I'm going in one direction and I know the direction that I'm trying to go after is the direction of God, and you going in another direction. Just like God says, so many of them serve Him with their lips, but their hearts are so far away from them. And so
Amen.
Many people say, Nichelle, you know, I appreciate you, I such and such, such, but then it's a total different thing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking, you know, some people don't, they don't have anything, and that's fine. Pray for me. Call, even if you don't say no 10, 15, 20 minutes, pray for me. Just call my name out, Nichelle.
Amen.
God, remember Nichelle. And when I say certain things, like I'm praying for people, and certain, I might not pray 20 and 30 minutes for each and every one of you, but I promise you, I pray. And there has been times that I've pressed for time, and I'd be like, God, touch those. I pray for these people on this line, just like I pray for my blood family, you know. And so I take it serious.
Yeah.
I just don't take the things of God, you know, for granted or take them lightly. Mm-hmm. Yes, I make mistakes and stuff like that, but still, I try my best. We all should try our best. We are going to make mistakes, but ultimately, we need God. We need each other, but still in yet, don't put each other in front of God. Always
Amen.
Keep God first, you know. And so, and
Amen.
I thank God. One, and I'm going to shut up, but I really thank God for the people that received what I said and received it
Amen.
In love. You know what I'm saying? Because
Amen.
I don't try to say things to hurt and tear people down unless you make me mad. You know?
Because
I'm human. I'm human. There are some things that I have to repent for, too. And I'm not in this glass that I'm untouchable. Well, listen, come and take a knife and cut my arm and see if I don't bleed red blood like the next person do. You know what
Amen.
I'm saying? Some people forget to, they don't understand that. We all bleed. We all go through. But it's better to go through with somebody else than going through by yourself. It's okay to have somebody to call and say, listen, pray for me. You know what I'm saying? I need somebody to listen. Because I need that sometimes, just somebody to listen to and just hear me and say, listen, you're going to make it. Just that small word, sometimes just saying, you're going to make it. You know what I'm saying? Just like, it just make everything so much better. You know, I don't want to keep going on and on, but let me pray for you. What did you say you want me to pray for? Anything particular? I forgot.
You know, just to be humble and stay before Him. You know, because I say I love truth. You know, and I thank God for truth. And my body sometimes my body rejects it sometimes, but my soul knows. When truth come out, I know it's truth. I just want to be in obedience with it, and you know, take this and build on what God has for me to build.
Okay. Listen, why don't you pray for all of us for truth?
Father God, wow. Okay, thank you, Lord. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I just thank you for this vessel, Lord, that you have loved on and poured into, Father. Right now, you said, with two or three are gathered in my name, you're in the midst, oh, God. And I just pray right now that we come together on one accord, oh, God, and let your will be done in each one of our lives, oh, God, and in our hearts, Father. Oh, Lord, I just cry out right now for our hearts, oh, God, that we stay tender, oh, God, to you, not to the world and to each other, but teach us, oh, God, how to open up and let you just pour into us. And if you have to pour into us from another person, oh God, let us know in our bellies, deep in our hearts, we know it coming from you because we know who you are. Oh God, teach us, oh God, how to be open for correction, how to grow and how to develop. Teach us how to see dreams and visions that you have given in our hearts, oh God, that it seems so far away. Show us, oh God, how to get these tools and use them, oh God. Teach us how to pray and how to faith to manifest what you have given us, oh God. Show us how we have to dot our I's and cross these T's in our lives, oh God, these little things, oh God, these little, what we consider small sins, oh God. Teach us, oh God, how to build ourselves on the purity of your holiness, oh God, and on what you have for us, Father. Oh God, we just pray right now, oh God, that you just open up our hearts, oh God, and show us, oh God, how to walk as true soldiers that are pure and are sold out for you in spite of, oh God. Oh, you said you're not a respecter of person, oh God. And we just right now, we just ask that you teach us how to not be a respecter of each other, oh God. We should try the Spirit by the Spirit and know, oh God. We should know when the Spirit speaks and when it don't speak. You said my sheep hear my voice and they know me. They know who I am. They follow me. Oh God, teach us how to be shepherds, oh God. Teach us how to know our shepherds and how to move, oh God, in the cattle, in the right cattle, God. Let us discern the times, oh God. Let us discern your Spirit and our truth, oh God, in our lives. Let us not be deceived, oh God. Let us not live lies, oh God. Oh God, teach us how to be bold, oh God, how to deal with the things in our lives that we struggle with. Teach us how to overcome, oh God. Let us be victors, oh God, of struggles, oh God. Teach us how to love those that are hard to love in our lives, in our families, in our own selves, oh God. Teach us how to love ourselves, oh God. Teach us how to break off condemnation and conviction and fears and things that are not of you, oh God. Teach us how to look in the mirror and say, you know what, I am your child. I do deserve your best. Oh God, teach us how to love ourselves, oh God. Teach us how to do what you say do, Father. Oh God, we just thank you, oh God. We thank you for this time. I thank you, oh God, for Encounter Radio, Lord. I just pray right now, God, that you just continue to move and help us, oh God, and strengthen us, oh God, and let us go for righteousness, oh God, and purity, oh God, for this set time and this hour, oh God. Teach us, oh God, how to be warriors and troopers for you have for us to do, Lord. I pray for everyone's family, oh God. I pray, oh God, that the households, oh God, be realigned and be set up, oh God, for your purpose, oh God. Oh God, put in their hearts, oh God, a hunger and a thirst like never before, oh God. Change the atmosphere, oh God, where they want to sing songs in their heart, melodies to exalt you, oh God. They want to pray more, oh God. They want to open their Bible and just dig in and just read, but not without friends or leaders or teachers or organizations or meetings, but just because of truth, oh God. We pray, oh God, that they search for truth in your word. Like Sister Michelle even said, it's her prayer life. It's her prayer time that has given her to this point. And Lord, we just pray that each person on this call tonight, oh God, learn how to pray and how to draw to you and study of you. And you, she said, first and foremost, oh God, you first, oh God, then the churches and the other people. Lord, teach us how to build relationships on your love and your truth and what you have for each one of us to do, oh God, because we don't know. We can't help each other. Only you can, Father. Teach us how to yield to the Holy Spirit, how to love, oh God, and how to rebuke those things that are not of you and not for us, oh God. Teach us how to be bold, oh God, sold out for what you have for our lives, oh God. Let us align our lives and our purpose according to your purpose and your will. In your holy, mighty, precious name, I pray, oh God. Help us, Lord, and we just love you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Listen, I'm gonna pray for you as well, but I'm going to I thank everybody for joining me tonight on Encounter Radio. We'll be back on the air on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But everybody stay on the line because I'm going to close out with this prayer, okay? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you for your daughter tonight, Father. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for touching her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for every investment, Father. I hear investment. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for what you're doing in her life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, that you're giving her new strategies, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for teaching her, Father, to navigate through the realm of the Spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for releasing her as a trailblazer, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I speak over her tonight, Father. Lord God, a new level in the area of prayer, Father. I speak a new level in the name of Jesus. God, I speak and decree and declare it prophetically, Father, over her tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you stir up gifts, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for sending forth the wind of change in her life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for everything, Father, that you are exposing, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father. We give you praise, Father. We give you worship, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father. Lord God, for stripping her of all pride, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, her desire to walk in humility, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, this request is of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So Lord God, I request this on her behalf tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father. I thank you tonight, Father, for new birth in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for this thing that you have, Rababasia, that you have planted in her, Father. And God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for causing it to grow in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, even for healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we root up hurt tonight, Father. We root up discouragement in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we slaughter everything that's not like you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father. God, I release fresh fire by your power in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, for fresh wind, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for releasing your anointing mountain, Father, even throughout the airways, Father, on every person that's on this line tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I decree and declare tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I decree and declare victory over their lives tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, your words say tonight, Father, Lord God, that if you receive a prophet, Father, you shall receive a prophet's reward, Father. And Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, God, that you, Father, release a reward unto each and every one tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, that you breathe afresh on them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Father, Lord God, that you cause them to move into a new level in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, destroy every yoke tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, move in their finances, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, move in their health tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I pray tonight, Father, those walls that have tried to hinder them, Father, Lord God, we tear down those walls tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you penetrate places, Father, no other person can, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, manifest your glory tonight, Father, in their lives, in my life tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, our cry tonight, Father, is for more of you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, for helping them to, Father, to be unmovable, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, unshakable, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, for releasing newness to each and every one of my brothers and sisters tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I speak new dedication tonight, Father. Lord God, thank you for releasing new revelation tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I decree and declare over them tonight, Father, that they are not victims but victorious tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I decree and declare tonight, Father, that they are the head and not the tails, Father, lenders and not borrowers, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I decree and declare tonight, Father, not just over them, Father, but over their families tonight, Father, divine health in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we curse every sickness. We curse every disease in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I pray tonight, Father. Lord God, there are situations, Father. God, I request divine intervention tonight, Father, in these situations tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, give them more tonight, God. More of you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, move throughout our homes tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, allow your presence, Father, to dwell even in our cars tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, release fresh oil tonight, Father, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father. We praise, we honor you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we lift up those tonight, Father, that walked away in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, Lord God, that you would help them grow in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we will not turn our backs on our siblings, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bring them to a place of maturity tonight, Father, a place where they will be able to receive, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father. Lord God, let them see love, Father, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke anger tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Destroy backlash tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you tonight, Father, even for the love and the unity, Father, that I feel even now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you for those, Father, that truly have my back tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for them tonight, Father. Pour into them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Move for them tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father. And God, I thank you, Father, for some even giving birth. God, I feel a business being birthed, Father. Rababa siko yalalabo sata. Roboko yalalabo sata. Rababa siko yalalabo sata. God, new ministries, Father, in the name of Jesus. New health in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for what you're doing tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, even those with jobs tonight, Father, God, I decree and declare new favor tonight, Father. New favor in the name of Jesus. Lord God, even those things, Father, that they once struggled with, Father, we rebuke it now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I decree and declare, Father, those things that was once a struggle, Father, I'm decreeing and declaring, Father, that it will be easy, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father. We praise your name, Father. We worship you tonight, Father. And we honor and we glorify you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. God bless you guys. I love you. And I'll see you on Tuesday.
Behold. like Jehovah. There's no God 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 like Jehovah.
Jesus, there's no God like Jehovah.